Like I say, we appreciate the privilege and the opportunity to be here this morning. It's good to be here. Good to be a participant. Good to be a recipient. It is. Been good to be here. Appreciate the goodness of the Lord. I really do. I really do. I love that song, and I never will forget. It wasn't until Susan and them started singing it that I heard the real words, but I like my words anyway. You gonna read with us this morning? We're going to read some out of the book of St. Luke, 7th chapter. I believe it is. I do appreciate the day, appreciate the service, appreciate you being here. Good to have you. Got some visiting with us, and we appreciate them being here today. I don't know all together. We're going to read you some. Just trust that the Lord will send what we stand in need of today, just to be honest with you. It's not been good. It's been very good. I can say that because it's been very good. Been very good to be here. Seventh chapter of the book of St. Luke. We're going to start with the 11th verse. We're probably going to read down to the 30th verse. We do need your prayers. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, and behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow, and much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her, and said unto her, weep not. And he came and touched the bier, and they that bare him stood still, and he said, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak, and he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet is risen up among us, and that God hath visited his people. And this rumor of him went forth throughout all Judea and throughout all the region round about. And the disciples of John showed him of all these things. And John, calling unto him two of his disciples, sent them to Jesus, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? When the men were come unto him, they said, John Baptist has sent us unto thee, saying, art thou he that should come, or look we for another? And in that same hour he cured many of their infirmities and plagues and of evil spirits, and unto many that were blind he gave sight. Then Jesus answering said unto them, go on your way, and tell John what things you have seen and heard, how that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, to the poor the gospel is preached. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be offended in me. And when the messengers of John were departed, he began to speak unto the people concerning John. What went ye out into the wilderness for to see? A reed shaken with the wind? But what went ye out for to see? A man clothed in soft raiment? Behold, they which are gorgeously appareled and live delicately are in king's courts. But what went ye out for to see? A prophet? Yea, I say unto you, and much more than a prophet. This is he of whom it is written, Behold, I send my messenger before thy face, which shall prepare thy way before thee. For I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is none greater, not a greater prophet than John the Baptist. But he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God, being baptized with the baptism of John. But the Pharisees and lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves, being not baptized of him. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the seventh chapter of the book of St. Luke. I don't know this morning. I really don't know altogether what we're going to do, what we might say, or which way we might go as far as that goes. But I'd like to leave with you this morning, if I can, just a little portion of what we have out of this scripture. Now, you might think it's strange. You know, it amazes me, and it still amazes me how God works, how God moves, and how God opens up things a lot of times, even in his scripture. It amazes me. It ought not to, but it amazes me. You need to pay attention to the surroundings that are around you, and you need to pay attention to your daily endeavors as you go along this journey, because it might be that God just wants to talk to you. It might be. Now, I'm going to say this. I'll be honest with you. I've absolutely enjoyed myself this morning. I have. It started early in the service. It started early in the Sunday school. And I'll be honest with you, I had to hold my tongue. And I don't know if that was the right thing to do, just to be honest with you. Sometimes you can't get back those things that come. But nonetheless, I'll try my best to do that, that we feel the Lord's laid on our heart. Oh, it's good to be here. I mean, it's better than good. There's nowhere in this world, I'll just be honest with you, that you could go, you could pay to see or do anything that, brethren, would benefit you any more than what you've had this morning. And I'm just speaking openly. It's been here. It's free. It's liberty. And brethren, God's got plenty of it. His storehouse is full. Thank God. His treasure, my friend, is over exceeding. Yes, sir. More than you'll ever, my friend, dig out. It is. It's wonderful. It's amazing how our God works. Thank God. And it's also amazing, brethren, how he works with me. Individually, you can say that. John, my friend, was in prison. Truth of it is, John's ministry went on for several months, but it a very short period of time when Jesus come on the scene. His ministry was about finished when Jesus come on the scene. I'm persuaded, my friend, according just to reading God's word, John and Jesus probably didn't have enough time together. Listen, I've got a point. I've got a question for you this morning. I want you to realize that John in the prison had to send his disciples over there to find out whether or not he was the one or should they look for another. You say, preacher, John ought to know better. Can I ask you a question? Brethren, do you ever get to the point that you think, my friend, is this it, or am I just fooling myself? You listen to me. Brethren, it's easy today, my friend, to deceive people. It most certainly is. A lot of deception, my friend, in this world. I hate to say it, my friend, a lot of it has come over the pulpit. Yes, sir. You say, preacher, you going to ruin a good service? You might have had the best you've ever had. My friend, before I got up, thank God if there's something you ought to have done, you ought to have done it this morning. I'm going to ask you a question. Brethren, Jesus did not nowhere tell them men that he was the one. You know that? You know what he told them? He told them, what have you seen? What have you heard? Brethren, that go back and tell John. Glory, 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 hallelujah. Why is that, preacher? Because I believe John knowed something about Isaiah. Yes, sir. No, Isaiah prophesied, did he not? The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Yes, sir. You go and read it for yourself. I want to ask you a question this morning. You might think I'm crazy and lost my mind. I want you to know them that believe Jesus, even on this day, were baptized unto John. What it said, I read it to you. Baptized unto John. I'm going to ask you a serious question. Are you a genuine Christian? Are you a genuine Christian? Think about it. Preacher, that ain't in there. It is in there. Brethren, I want you to know that these people believed the preaching under that of John's jurisdiction. John baptized with water, did he not? What it said, John baptized with water. He told you out of his own mouth. He said, I indeed baptized with water, but there's one coming after me that'll baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Glory. Hallelujah.
Have you had the Holy Ghost since you believed this morning? They was them, brethren, in the 19th chapter of the book of Acts. And I believe Peter and John had run across over there. Brethren, they got to talking to them. They said, have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed? They said, we ain't even heard whether they be a Holy Ghost. Bible said they laid hands upon them. Glory, hallelujah! They became a genuine Christian. Glory! You might think, my friend, that I'm too harsh, but I'll be honest with you. The believers that followed John still needed something. Yes, sir. They still needed something. I believe we've got a lot of believers. I just don't know that we got many that's got the Holy Ghost. How? Think about it. Brethren, it's the Holy Ghost that makes the difference in your life. You won't know why I didn't say much in Sunday school. My friend, it's amazing how that gets on you. You don't think it has nothing to do with Sunday school, and they is all over it. Yeah, all over it. I'm going to ask you a question. My friend, you say, preacher, you're full of questions this morning. I want you to realize it takes the Holy Ghost. It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. My friend, it takes more than just believing in God to be a Christian today. Yes, sir. They was baptized under John. I believe it's in there for a purpose, folks. John said unto Jesus himself, he said, I have need to be baptized of thee. How true. How true. But yet at that particular time, Jesus said, it suffers me to fulfill all righteousness. Brethren, he is baptized while the baptizing of John as an identifier with the gospel. Listen, are you a genuine Christian in the sight of others? Oh, think about it. Think about it. Are you a genuine Christian in the sight of others? I'm not going to do it this morning, but it'd cause a big uproar, I'll say that, if I was to do so. Preacher, listen. Did you know that Jesus did not get upset with the disciples of John? He got more upset with his own disciples than on occasions. He said in one place, he said, what, you've been with me this long? You don't understand? You don't see? I believe we have a lot of believers. You listen to me. You get into the midst of this world, my friend, they all believers. Do you know it? They just all believe. But they also think there ain't nobody going to hell. So it's according to what they do believe. I'll guarantee you, in the mindset of every person in this house, there is a photocopy, my friend, of what a Christian should be. In mine own eyes, I can prove it to you by the Word of God. All the ways of man are clean in his own eyes. It's the book. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been saved. Did you know, Gary, what'd you sing? What'd you sing up here? Which one? Done left you? Susan, what did he sing? I'm not putting you on the spot. I can't remember myself what I'm trying. I never shall forget the day. I never shall forget the day. What? When the Lord saved me. I thought, boy, we all ought to been shouting. Huh? We all ought to have been shouting. We all, my friend, ought to be standing on our feet and praising God for the day that He saved me. Is that not right? Give Him glory, thank God, for what He has done. You a believer? Have you had the Holy Ghost since you believed? It ain't a trick question. I believe. Brethren, get it out of your mind. Let it get in your heart. It'll change your life. Yes, it will. The truth of it is, it's the only thing that can. Yeah. Preacher, I believe. I just don't know that I'm that kind of believer. What kind's that? Believe with all your heart. Believe with all your mind. Believe with all your strength. Loving, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Yeah. Folks, I'm going to tell you, it's more than just a Sunday day Christian, if it is such a thing. Preacher, we've had a good service and you're just putting a little damper on it. I want you to know, my friend, thank God it's more than just believing. Thank God it's believing to the soul salvation this morning. I couldn't save myself. My background of a Baptist meeting, my friend, was about 3 months. And about a month and a half of them 3 months, I thought the preacher was a madman. But I'm going to tell you something. It's a funny thing. I might not have known what he preached, but brother, something went home with me. His message didn't roll around in my heart and my mind, but thank God, trouble rolled around. Yes, sir. What he was preaching was working on me. Do you know that? Well, preacher, you just said you didn't know what he preached. Thank God that spirit knowed. Did you know the spirit inside of me knowed? It knowed what it needed. Thank God more than I did. And I had to give up and let Jesus come into my life. Brethren, you'll never get Jesus without getting the Holy Ghost. They come, all three. Why, preacher, I don't know about that. I got news for you. You ain't never going to get born again without it. Never. It takes the Holy Spirit. That's what he said he'd send back as a comforter. Why in the world is he going to send it back, brethren, if you can't receive it today? Genuine Christian. Preacher, I think I hit most in points. Most what points? We done messed up. I done messed up. Asked the wrong question. Do you believe you're a genuine Christian? Bonafide. Justified. We're justified by his resurrection. Folks, we cannot save ourselves. It takes the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it'll never get applied without the Holy Spirit. I believe I can preach that. I believe our Sunday school will back that up. Huh? You hear me? You hear me? Brethren, when I got Jesus, I got God, and I got the Holy Spirit. All three of them, thank God in one this morning. Hallelujah. Preacher, there's something wrong with you. Are you a genuine Christian? John, my friend, was in prison. My understanding, my friend, he stayed there a good little part of the time that Jesus was out doing his work. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. It does not record in there where the Lord, my friend, run across any other buyer, beer, ever what you want to call it, coffin, with somebody in it, my friend. He didn't run across many of them. And the truth of it is, he didn't raise all of them. You go back into the Old Testament and it'll tell you, and it'll tell you in the New Testament to go back. He says in the olden days, he said, they was not many widows, my friend, that he visited. Yeah. Huh? And helped. Yeah. Not many. Not all of them. In other words, what he's saying, not everybody, Crafton. No. It wasn't everybody in the world of Jerusalem that got healed. Yeah. Do you know that? But he said, the little widow woman in Elisha's day filled up her pots and sold her debt and all such as that. And he said, not many lepers. It only records one that he actually healed. Healed. Yes, sir. Of course, there's four leprous men over there, wouldn't they? It don't say how they come back. Don't say. But brethren, they got the goods back home. Yeah. I say that. Did they not? Preacher, what are you saying? Just because, my friend, you're a member of Mountain View Baptist Church doesn't mean beans.
Amen.
We're glad to have you. Don't get me wrong. I appreciate it. I really do. More than you'll ever know. But I want you to know, when it's between you and the Lord, brethren, membership at Mountain View not going to make it. Why is that, preacher? You got to be a member of the church. The living church. Yes, sir. The one that he died for. Yes, sir. There's more to this thing. They most certainly are. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to put a good flip on you. The truth be known, my friend, you ain't doing very much unless you're a member of some local church. Amen. I'll amen it. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You don't want to be identified with us, my friend, you'll never get none of the benefits. Did you hear that? Folks, I want you to know there's 3,000 souls added on the day of Pentecost. And after that, there's another 5,000 added over there. And my friend, them that's filled with the Holy Ghost. Then they become Christians. Oh, preachers. Yeah. These that believe right here that I read unto you out of the 7th chapter had made it. They believed. They believed. They was baptized with John's baptism. But brethren, they did not have the Holy Ghost. Wasn't but one thing wrong with Peter, my friend, in his journey. He needed to be saved. That's the only way I know to put it. He needed the Holy Ghost. Book teaches that. Yes, it does. I believe Peter believed with all his heart. I honestly do. I honestly believe that Peter believed within himself when he talked to Jesus. Jesus, you know I love you. And he looked at Peter and he said, you will deny me. How many times? Three. You'll deny me thrice before the cock crows. And he did. Yes, he did. Listen, what is a genuine Christian? What's your definition of it? What's your definition of a Christian? What's your definition of a genuine Christian? You look around. I think of this quite often. Old J.O. Jared, he said a lot of things that's stuck with me. Preacher, some of you don't know, he's an elder preacher. He was an elder preacher that helped a young man.
Amen.
I mean much.
Amen.
Much. We didn't have long conversations. We didn't have long discussions. But thank God his preaching and just listening to him talk to other people in my life was a blessing.
Amen.
I got behind him in a funeral procession going to the casket, and it was long, and it took us a while, and you know what? I thank God it did.
Yeah.
Him and the brother in front of him had a conversation going on, and it thrilled me to death. Seriously. And the truth of it is, they didn't agree on what they was talking about. Help me more.
Mm-hmm.
Did Crafton.
Mm-hmm.
Crafton. J.O. J.O. said he is lost. He said within himself, he said, I'm not going down there to that church. It's full of hypocrites. That's exactly what he said. I ain't going down there. I said, ain't nothing but the hypocrites goes down there. He said it more than once. Must have meant something to him. He said, you know what? He said the Lord got a hold of him. He got to go in the meeting down there. Lord put him in the altar. He said, you know, when I got up, he said, all them hypocrites was round about. He said, I found out they wasn't hypocrites. Glory! Hallelujah! Your definition of Christian might not be right.
Let me ask you something. You go home and you write down what a Christian ought to be. And once you write it all down, you go back over it and let's see how good of a Christian you are. Listen, I'm not going to judge you. The Lord will. My situation this morning, listen to me. Can we have an answer for them that's wondering if we're for real? I had a man tell me something one day, something about a ball player. I wasn't too curious about it. He liked sports a little more than I did. He is in the know. He got to meet a lot of ball players and this and that and another. He was talking to me one day and he said, Randy, he's the real thing. And that's according to what he said. According to him, he's the real thing. Okay? Now, him being the real thing to him and being the real thing to me might be two different things. I'm not here to judge, but I'll promise you, you go home, you write down what a Christian should be, go back and see how many characters you can mark off. It'll tell you, you'll judge yourself. You'll do it. Don't get mad at me. I might as well run off in a deep hole here. Brother, what you think about him might not be what he thinks about you. Do you know that? Preacher, you ought not do that. Well, let me pick somebody else out over here. It doesn't matter. The real truth. The real truth, folks, my friend, is how do you measure up in your brother's eye? We don't like that, do we? John had seen Jesus. He had spoke to Jesus, baptized him. Yes, sir. He seen the witness. Did he not? Come down. Bible said it come down just like a spirit in the form of a dove and sit right upon him. Yeah. Did it not? Yeah. Then there's a voice come. Said, this is my beloved son. Thank God, hear ye him. Yeah. This is my beloved son whom I'm well pleased. That's what he told John. He told Peter, James, and John, said, you hear him. Go and read it. It's in there. Listen, why in the world would John have a question? Why? Why? Why would John have a question that he was not Christ? He's saying, did he not? Come sit right on him. Heard the voice. This is my son in whom I'm well pleased. Why in the world would John want to know, is he the one? Brother John was in prison. John wanted to know that he had preached, my friend, was going to continue on. He wanted to be sure, confirmed, without a doubt, what I preached. Thank God is going to continue this morning. You might think an old pastor just don't know a whole lot. But I want you to know something. I don't believe John could have heard better words than what he heard from his two disciples. You go and tell him what you've seen and what you've heard. The miracles. Not only that, he said the poor have the gospel preached to them. In my mind, I've got a
vision of what a true Christian is, don't you? I ain't putting you on the spot. Don't you? I'm going to tell you something. Your Christianity will show. It sure will. I'm going to tell you folks something else. Just because you're a Christian doesn't mean you won't fall. Did you hear that? But I'll promise you one thing. If you are a Christian, my friend, you ain't going to waller in the mud hole. You hear me? You'll get up. Yes, you will. Just about as quick as you can. And you'll get up and you'll go make things right. Do you know that? You'll make confession. Yes, sir. These folks, my friend, that ain't got the true peace of God abiding about them because they've never confessed to the church. Like me, dislike me. Can I ask you? This world wants certain things out of their God. Do you know that? They do. There's reason, my friend, there's church buildings, I'll put it that way, on every corner. And a lot of them in between. It's getting that way. More and more and more. And people are flogging to a lot of them. And you know why? Because they want this kind of God. They want a God that's forgiven. They want a God that's compassionate. But they don't want one that's got any judgment about him, nor accountability.
Amen.
Them last two, my friend, knock out about 75%, 78%, 80%, 90%, 95% of where people are today.
Amen.
Listen, you don't think a Christian can forgive? I'm going to tell you something. You do a Christian wrong, my friend, and I'll promise you, they might not come very quickly. Sometimes we're just absolutely stubborn about the wrong things. But I'll promise you, if there's any Christianity to them, my friend, they will come sometime or another. I've had it to happen many a time, hadn't you?
Yeah.
I've had people come to me and ask me for their forgiveness, and I didn't even know what in the world's going on.
Yeah.
Far as I know, nothing. But on their end, there was an altar somewhere. You hear me? You hear me? And I've had some of them, my friend, that still gnaws on me. You know what I mean? Devour me.
Yeah.
Eat me up. Yeah, just keep eating. You say, preacher, you ain't got folks like that. Yeah, I got some of them genuine Christians.
Yeah.
Do you hear that? I want you to know something this morning. I don't know why I'm telling you all I'm telling you, but I want you to know something this morning. My friend, I have used men behind the pulpit that I disagree with on a few things. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Preacher, I disagree with you. It ain't life threatening. You hear me? It ain't. It's something. I had a man get right in my face, Daniel, good preacher friend of mine. He said, I cannot believe that you don't believe that. I looked at him, I said, well, brother, you can believe this. I don't believe it. Huh? Huh? And I still preach for him. Huh? And he still preaches for me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Glory, thanks be to God, Crepton. Listen to me. That don't make him a bad man. Preacher, I just can't go down there. I don't agree with them people. Bless your heart. Bless your heart. You're the pastor of church for 6 months. 6 months, that's all it'd take. Is that not right?
Yes, sir.
Preacher, I don't agree with that. Had a guy get a hold of me one day and he pulled me aside. He said, Brother Randy, he said, you preach that again. He said, me and my whole family not coming back. The very words he said. Yes, sir. I won't tell you how God will work. I won't tell you how Christianity works. You listen to me. I run around a tree. I run around a bush. I done everything under my power. Not to mention that again. I did. Prayed about it. Prayed for him. I prayed for me. Lord, if I'm wrong, you show me I'm wrong. Yes, sir, I'm able to take it. I've been wrong before, hadn't you?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Listen, it has all to do with Christianity. How you handle things. I had the deacons of that church. They come to me and they said, Randy, said, we'll go set him straight. I said, no. No. Don't do it. You know why I told them that? I don't know why I told them that. But the truth of it is, I found out that I believe the Lord was going to work things out.
Amen.
His
Amen.
Way. His way.
Yeah.
You hear me? You might not like the outcome. He didn't. The church was praying. They was praying for me. I just couldn't get it liberally. I preached my heart out, Daniel, and I just couldn't get there. Listen. One Sunday morning I got up and I fumbled around about 5 or 6 minutes. And the Lord spoke to me and he said, son, he said, you just gonna have to preach what I give you. Yes, sir. And I know what he gave me was not going to sit with that family. It was a family, folks. Members of the church, they as people. And I told the church, I said, I'm sorry. I said, I ain't been preaching what God wanted me to preach. I said, but I'm fixing to. And the Lord turned me loose. I mean loose, and the congregation got loose. I mean it loosed it up. You hear me?
Bless the Lord.
We got ready to go home. This man was the church clerk. Listen. We got ready to go home. He waited till everybody was gone. He come back there and he shook my hand and he said, I told you. What's going to happen? I said, yes, sir. I said, we've been glad to have you. He said, we won't be back. I said, you need to come back now and give up your office. Preacher, would you do that? I done that. I didn't do that. You hear me? I didn't do that. I couldn't do that. But the Lord through me did. He knew what he was doing. Daniel, he knowed. Split me and that man, just right down the middle, split. Had no use for me.
I still loved him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Listen, mm-hmm. don't tell me God can't work things out. Several months went on. Several passed. I got a call one day. You know who it was? Old brother, brother so-and-so. Yeah. Brother so-and-so called. He said, Brother Randy, he said, we having brotherhood down here, such and such. He said, Lord's laid me on your heart. And he said, you able to come Saturday morning and preach to our brotherhood? I said, I'll be there. I'll be there. Listen, my wife can tell you, I'm not calling no names. Don't have to. My wife can tell you. To this day, me and that man is the best of friends. I preached his ordination after that. And after that, he come join back the church. Listen, you don't think God knows how to work things out? You don't think, my friend, that the Christian way to do things is God's way? We've got so many of our isms and schisms messed up in all this junk today. We got no freedom. We got no liberty. Listen, church, you ought to thank God that there's the liberty that you have around here.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. And I'll promise you, and I ain't trying to stir up nothing. I'll promise you, my friend, there's people on this side that disagrees with people over here. And the truth of it is, there's people sitting next to each other that disagree on certain things. But you know what? We're one body. That not right? We're one body. Christ is the head of the church. Are you a genuine Christian? It takes more. It takes more than just a one time relationship.
Amen.
Preacher, you ain't going to get by with that. I'll promise you, you get in on the altar and God save you, and you get out, my friend, of there, and you come and join with us. I want you to know that this church, my friend, if nothing else, they looking for evidence. Yeah. Thank God you've been there.
Amen.
You might have been saved 10 years. You know what the church is doing? They're still looking for that evidence.
Yeah.
You might have been saved 20 years. Quote, quote, you might have believed. You hear me? There's a difference. There is a difference. I'm just persuaded this morning I'll bring Bobby March to a close. It's amazing to me. I'll say it again. It is amazing to me how the Lord works. It is. There's notations in the Bible that people pick up on and they never read the rest. God help us this morning to be the people that we say we are. And God help us. I have no problem loving my brother when he loves me back. But sometimes it's difficult when the love ain't there. I'll just be honest with you. Preacher, you ought not tell us all this stuff. I got news for you.
Yeah.
When it boils down to the bare facts and the basis of all things, all I am is just a man that was a sinner that got saved.
Amen.
And thank God I did.
Yeah. Amen.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
One of these days. Come on, Mike. Y'all get a verse of a song. Genuine Christian. John, I don't believe John was doubting. I believe John just needed the confirmation. And what more confirmation could you give a man than just give him the Word of God? Because that's all that Jesus done.
Amen.
Give him the Word of God. And John, I promise you, couldn't deny it. Jesus loves you. Jesus cares for you. You'll never find a better friend in this world than you will from Jesus. But the truth of it is, He is my judge. You go and read the scripture concerning the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is likened unto a man. Did you know that He said in one place, He said, I give one man 5 talents, I give one man 2 talents, and I give one man 1 talent. Did He not? 5 went and got him 5 more. 2 went and got him more. And the 1, what did he do? He didn't use it, did he? He didn't use it. He laid it up. Hid it. Laid it up in a napkin and hid it. And when the master come, same master, took the 5, my friend, from the 5, and he said, put him over many. He's faithful in few things, put him over many things. One that had 2 said, put him over things. Did he not? The one that had 1, he received his 1 back. He said, go out into outer darkness where there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. Why, preacher? He did not use what God gave him. You believe that? He did not use the opportunity that God gave him. I don't have the means to do a lot of things, but I'll promise you, God impressed me to do something that I'm not physically able. I'm going to get to praying and digging and searching, and I'll find out what God wants me to do.
Amen.
God loves you. God's a forgiving God. He's a compassionate God. But brethren, you don't take what He's give you and do nothing with it. That's where a lot of folks are. A lot of folks believed. I got an altar and I believed. I've heard I don't know how many testimonies went down. I asked the older preachers. I did. They didn't like my question, but I asked them. They baptized 15, 20, 25 in revivals. I asked them one day. I had a group of them. I had their attention. I said, boys, the only thing I want to know is where are they at? Where are they at? You had a preacher right here in Mountain View Baptist Church set right there. He'd get up and preach to this church every opportunity he got. And my friend, if he said it once, he said it 100 times. He said, the gods of prosperity. He saw it. He come up through it, Crafton. People got things got a little loose. People started making a little money. You know what the first thing they done? Daniel, they've forsaken the house of God. Are you a genuine Christian? It's not a trick question. Are you? Are you? It takes the Holy Spirit. Without it, all you got's a belief. You hear me? Without it, all you got is a belief. I cannot explain to you how I got saved, but I can explain to you how I was the day before and the day after and ever since. It ain't left me. No, sir. It ain't left me. Do I fly high in the Spirit all day long? No, I don't. But I thank God, Daniel, that if I get an opportunity and I want to get down and get a hold of him, thank God I know how to get a hold of him. I'm going to tell you something else, folks. He's listening for me. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Why, preacher? Because I'm one of his. He's mine and I'm his. Oh. When the Lord saved me, let's stand.